Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Denise from the United States, who uses LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Denise.
Thank you.
Could you tell us when you were diagnosed with MS?
2008.
And what symptoms did you have that led to your diagnosis?
Headaches.
Okay. And how were you diagnosed? Was it with an MRI?
I was diagnosed with a CAT scan first and then an MRI.
Okay. And how long ago was that? Oh, you just told me. Beg your pardon. Could you tell us what medication you were given at that time?
At that time, they started me first on Rebif.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on to Copaxone and then Cytoxan, which is a chemotherapy drug.
And did those medications help you?
No, they did not. I seem to be allergic to them is what I personally think. It led to me not being able to walk. I was urinating on myself. I was using a cane. I became extremely overweight. It was got to be one of the most horrible times in my life.
Mm-hmm. And what would you have rated at that time your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
A one.
Wow. Goodness. And how did you hear about LDN?
I am the type of person who researches everything. As soon as they told me I had multiple sclerosis, I jumped online and started Googling, and I came across something on Facebook that mentioned LDN, and I looked into it and immediately started asking doctors, and I was told just no. And after the problems I had with my medication, after 3.5 years of being on their medications, I started denying medication.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you get hold of LDN?
After three years solid of not being on medication, I finally had a doctor tell me, fine, I will give you LDN. If I see no good results on your next MRI, will you take one of my medications? So I went ahead and made the deal with him because I knew in my heart LDN was going to help me. I had seen too many people with good results. My next MRI, I did still have a couple lesions that showed up, but I had two that had improved.
Oh, wow.
So he kept me on the course with my LDN at that point, and I've been on it since.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been taking it? Was it 18 months, you said?
18 months.
Uh-huh. When you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
I did. I did get some tummy upset. I ended up getting a bit of gas and stomach upset for the first 3 to 4 days.
And how long did
My doctor also did immediately put me on 3 milligrams.
Right.
And was not willing to work with my dosage at all with me. I tried to get him to lower it a week after I started it. I was having some stomach upset and just some unease, and I called to ask if he would change my dosage, and he immediately was going to pull me off LDN because I was having problems with it. Mm-hmm. So I said, no, I'm fine. I can deal with this. It's okay. So I just kind of dealt with it, and everything settled out.
Wonderful. I've forgotten now what I was going to ask. How long did it take before you noticed any improvements?
3 days.
Okay, and what did you notice?
I started sleeping. I have not slept a good night since I was probably in junior high. I've always had a very hard time sleeping. I've been on sleeping meds throughout my 20s and 30s. I've always tried all the different sleep aids, and that was probably the first thing I noticed with LDN is I slept through the night.
Well, that's amazing. And how was your bladder and your headaches?
The headaches improved. I'm still having headache issues, unfortunately. My bladder has improved tremendously. It's got to be the biggest godsend. I don't let myself anymore.
And that's a big deal. I know that from experience too. And
my
have
pain.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. My
Carry
pain
on.
level. My pain levels have gone down by at least 75%.
Wow, that's amazing. And what would you say your quality of life is like now on that score of 1 to 10?
I would give my quality of life a 7.5 to 8.
Very good. What would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
I would tell them to go ahead and try it. It's not going to hurt you. It's a medication that doesn't cost much. It's not going to hurt you. You're going to get the best sleep of your night. Your pain levels are going to go down.
Okay.
I've been able to get off of 2 different medications because of my LDN. I was able to get off of a beta blocker, which was given to me for headaches, and I was able to get off of a mood stabilizer because of the LDN.
Well, that has to be good, doesn't it? The fewer medications you take, the better. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Denise?
No.
Well, in that case, thank you very, very much for sharing your experience with us. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'd like to introduce Christy from the United States, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Christy.
You're welcome.
Please, can you tell us when you first noticed your MS symptoms?
Well, probably in my 20s. I am 60 now. But in my 20s, and the doctors just kept telling me I was pulling muscles, or I had inner ear infections, making my balance off. And then I lost feeling in my legs in my 40s. And the doctors just said, if it's not better in 6 weeks, come back. And so anyway, I changed doctors. And at that point, they just said, we're going to make you better. So they done an MRI. And they said I was the easiest case of MS they ever seen to diagnose. I had, they said, over 50 lesions in my brain and spine. So they tried me on the different shots. I tried 3 different ones, the Rebif, Betaseron, and Copaxone. I kept getting worse to the point that I had went to a walker and was heading to a wheelchair. And they said I was progressing way too fast. And they done studies on me. They found out I had antibodies to the shots, so my body was fighting the shots, and I was getting worse. So then I decided I would look on the internet just to see new treatments, and I saw about LDN, and I studied it. I used to work at a hospital years ago, and it just made sense to me to try it. So I copied the doctor's sheet and information off of there and took it to my neurologist. And she said, at this point, I can't see it hurting you, and it's worth a try. And that was 8 years ago.
What symptoms did you have at that time?
I would have aches and pains in my legs, especially my left leg. My balance was off. My left leg wouldn't work right. My left eye, my vision, I was having problems with. And if I got in the heat, I thought my sugar was dropping, but it was because of MS at the time, but I would see a little pinpoint vision out of my left eye. And I would just sit down for a minute and take a break from what I was doing. And of course, I didn't know I was cooling down, so then my vision would come back. So, you know, that was a lot, but the balance was really bad. I would walk down a hallway and go from one side to the other, bouncing off the wall. And I couldn't lay in bed without feeling that my bed was, I thought my bed was shocking me, or my electric blanket from my neck down. I had shocks to the bottom of my toes. And it just felt like electrocution going on. And so I couldn't roll over in bed. I'd feel like I was falling and stuff. So then, like I said, my legs went numb, and I had no feeling in them. It just kept progressing up. And at one point, I was numb to my waist. So, and I was still trying to walk and, you know, not knowing what it was and stuff until I went to the other doctor. Everything was fine there, because I still could feel that I, you know, needed to go to the bathroom, but it was just hard to, I had to adjust my brain to think what I was doing every step I took. And I got a cane out to help me and stuff, but, I was refusing a walker or a wheelchair, you know. Everybody does that. And you just, I would try to do whatever I could with a cane, and I would sleep a lot. It would hit me maybe even when I was driving, and I was just afraid I couldn't get home in time before I was going to go to sleep.
If you had to rate your quality of life at that time on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
Probably about a 3.
Did you experience any initial side effects?
No, I didn't. I started at 0.5 milligrams, and I just went like a week before I upped it to 1. And I never had any side effects at all. I was very lucky. And I always took it at night. But over the time of upping it at 0.5 milligram each time, I got up to 3, and right then, it's like the next morning I woke up, and it's like, this is different. I always take it at night, and I just felt like I could do anything, and I felt normal, you know, so.
How would you describe your quality of life now?
Yes, in fact, I even went to, I thought my eyes was better, which was, I kept taking my glasses off because I couldn't see through them good, and I thought, I'll go to the eye doctor. And he said, I don't know what you're taking, but your vision has improved. So they readjusted my glasses, and, you know, to better, because I was having better vision. I climb ladders now. I do all kinds of remodeling. I've installed, I'm only 4'10". I have installed my kitchen cabinets upper and lower myself. And so there's nothing, I'm very lucky, nothing stops me. I can enjoy time with my grandkids and watch the ball games and play out in the sun, go walk in the woods, everything I like to do.
Do you still use a cane?
No. I keep it in my car just in case, because me and my friend have a joke going with us that if we go to the beach, if I have my cane with me, I won't need it, because before she'd take me there and to a house she has, and I might need my cane from the heat. But we just take it just like it's a precaution. If I take it, I won't need it.
Did you have to use a wheelchair?
I was heading to a wheelchair. I was into a walker and with a chair on it, so I would just turn around. There had been times I had, I guess it's the MS hug, where it would take your breath away, and it just grab you, and you'd go to the floor, and I couldn't get back up because of the spasms, and I'd have to try to get to a phone to call my son, and then if my husband was working, to get me off the floor. So I was headed to a wheelchair.
How long have you now been taking LDN?
Just about 8 years now.
How would you rate your quality of life now on that scale of 1 to 10?
I would say a 10. My family, my doctors, everybody is amazed. My pharmacist, everybody.
What would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN?
What can you lose to try it? There's, you know, if it doesn't work, you know, you got to go through the side effects first till you get your dosage. I hit my dosage pretty good at 3 milligrams, and I've been on it ever since. And I know of a man here that is taking it, it hasn't helped his that much, but he feels better on it. So he still takes it. He went off of it, but he felt worse. So he still takes it. And, you know, he says his quality of life is better taking it.
It would be very interesting to hear what your next MRI scan shows.
Yeah, I'm going to have another MRI in September. My last one was 2 years ago. I did have one small lesion in my spine, which is very good compared to all I had before every time I went.
What does your neurologist have to say now about your experience with LDN?
She's amazed. She tells me I am her LDN poster child. And I just went to her last week, and the visit took all of maybe 10 minutes because, you know, she has me do my walk, she checks and everything, and she says, well, I don't need to see you for 6 months. And I've never had to call her for an exasperation or anything the whole time I've been on LDN. And I was having exasperations every 2 to 4 months where I had to go on Solumetrol before LDN. Right. And I have came off, as soon as the LDN started taking effect, I started weaning myself off pain medicines. I don't need any of that. I have been... my LDN is it, my Crestor, my cholesterol, and I take a depression medicine, low dosage, which is just standard to take. But that's all I take. I have no pain medicine, and I don't need it.
Thank you very much for sharing your exceptional, remarkable story, Christy. It's amazing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope everybody gets a chance to try it. It's worth it.
I'd like to introduce Leslie from the United States, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Leslie.
You're quite welcome.
Could you tell us when you first experienced MS symptoms?
You know, it was a very, very hot summer day here in Richmond, Virginia. I remember thinking it was 100 degrees outside. I was, as I do the math, I guess I was 31, 32 years old. And I went to mow the grass on that very hot day and came in, took a bath, washed off. And during the course of the next few days, I remember feeling weird. I didn't really know what it was. But I went to put my shoe on, went to put my, slip my foot in a sandal, and it didn't quite go in right. It was just uncoordinated, and went to the doctor. He said I needed some electrolytes, you know, whatever. What I came to find out was that it was numbness in my extremities. I thought maybe I had carpal tunnel because I was a secretary and I typed all day long. You know, could it be that? I went to my hand doctor, and he sent me immediately over to the neurologist, and they scheduled an MRI. Then I started thinking maybe it was a brain tumor. I had no idea it could be MS. And, you know, I was told I would hear something in the next day or two. When I didn't hear anything, I kept calling the doctors. When I couldn't get them on the phone, a nurse actually said the words, multiple sclerosis. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, it never dawned on me. And I asked them, well, do you think it will happen again? You know, what can I expect? This was before the days of internet where all the information was right at your fingertips. And, you know, I think he just wanted to get me off the phone. And he said, no, I think it'll be fine. Well, that was probably a gift that he gave me because I put it out of my mind. And during the course of time, a few weeks, it got better and better and better and better, and I recovered. 100%. Until I started running. And one of my hands went numb. Went back to the neurologist. I mean, this was years later.
Mm-hmm.
And the neurologist told me to stop running. Again, I was so relieved. So relieved. Okay, well, I dodged another bullet and, you know, just continued with my life. And then my daughter was getting ready to graduate from high school. Okay, now mind you, when I had this first episode, cutting the grass, she was 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's getting ready to graduate from high school. She's 18 years old, and I noticed that my walking is getting harder and harder. Like, my legs don't lift up the way they're supposed to. I'm, like, dragging my feet, and I know what it is. And I've been waiting for it all these years.
It
was Sunday morning, and my daughter and I usually go out for breakfast, and I went into her room, and I told her, and I never mentioned anything about it all those years. I didn't want to upset her or worry her. And I told her that we needed to go to the emergency room. And I told her what I thought it was. And, you know, I was very calm. You know, let's just go do this. This is it. You know, I've hit the wall. It's finally caught up with me, all of that. And we actually went to breakfast first and then went to the emergency room. And, and, you know, they started the drill. They started the, you know, okay, took all my vitals. You know the drill. It's put the chest x-ray, lots of blood work. And I knew what it was. You know, I was just waiting for the final word. And I was in the hospital. They did the Solumedrol IV steroid drip for 3 days. I think I had that. And excuse me. And then I guess the second day the doctor came in and gave me the diagnosis. And I was so excited that it wasn't something worse. And that was it. That was where it started. And, you know, they wanted to make an appointment when I was released from the hospital and, to discuss medicines, DMDs, to get on disease-modifying drugs. And I didn't want it. I didn't want to be bothered. I didn't want to disrupt my normal life that I've had. I thought, well, I've been good this long. Maybe I'll continue to be good, and this will just be, you know, a blip. This will just be an episode. And I don't think I was on anything the first year. And then my foot started dragging again. And I thought, okay, I'm going to have to get on something, I suppose. And I was on Copaxone for about a year. And you know how that goes. Usual things, site reactions. That's about it. It was just an inconvenience to have to keep it refrigerated and all that. And it was very expensive. I was just tired of it, so I broached the subject with the doctor. You know, what about Tysabri? How does that work? You know, how much is it going to cost? And actually, it was very reasonable. It was the cost of an office visit, because I went in once a month, and it was an office visit charge, which was quite more reasonable than Copaxone was. I was on Tysabri for 3 years. Gosh, where does the time go? And they talked more and more about PML. I was tested for the JC virus. I was positive. And I was on it for that danger zone, for that 3-year danger zone. I just didn't feel comfortable taking it anymore. I was worried. every little thing that cropped up, I was concerned. Oh, is this a symptom of PML? And people were dying. And I had done some research on LDN. It seemed like a viable option. So I broached it with my doctor. And I said I wanted to try it. He had no idea how to dose it. He said, let him do some research and take some time to figure out how to do that. I told him I wanted to start at 3 milligrams. After a couple bumbles at the pharmacy, you know, they mixed it up liquid form. I took it liquid form, I think, for a month or so before we got that straight. Finally, I found a compounding pharmacy that could do it in pill form, capsule form. And I've been on that ever since. Then I went to 3.5 and for years. And now I'm on 4. And I have not had a relapse since I haven't had a relapse since I was diagnosed, actually. My disease has progressed. I now use a cane and a Rolly walker. I just got the Rolly walker after a couple falls I had, which I think is pretty typical. You know, you have a couple bad falls and you get a walker. And I no longer work. I left a job that I loved. And because cognitively it was getting more difficult, and physically, it was getting more difficult to get around with my cane. As legal secretary, you had to be fast, quick, accurate, and I was seeing that I was not what I used to be. So I went on short-term disability, then long-term disability, and that's where I am now. It'll be 2 years coming up in June. That's my story. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions of me?
Yes. Before you started LDN, what would you have said your quality of life was on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
Oh, before I started LDN, let's say, but after I was diagnosed, right? I mean, my quality of life was good. My quality of life was good. My quality of life is still very good. If you want to put it on a scale, I'd say it's a 9.5. Okay, it's still very good. I can still drive. I can do yoga. Can I run anymore? No. Can I walk as far as I want? No. Can I run a 5K? No. But it's still good. I'm really very lucky. I don't have that horrible neuropathic pain that people with MS talk about. And I can go to lunch. You know, I'm really very lucky. My quality of life is good. Can that be my answer?
It can, yes. What would you say to other people who have got MS, who are thinking of trying LDN?
I would say, why not? It is reasonable. It is benign. If you look at the disease-modifying drugs that they have out there, I have no idea what Tysabri did to me long-term. I have no idea what Copaxone did to me long-term. And we're scared that we're going to wake up one day and not be able to get out of bed. There's the fear factor. And I would say to people that are newly diagnosed, try LDN. I would say before you try anything else, because it is the lesser of the evils. And until we have something that's better. I mean, we can get on the whole big pharma doctor conflict of interest bandwagon, and it is scary. You have to do your own research, and you have to do what is best for you. I mean, nobody, there's so much hate out there when it comes to all of this. You know, you should do this and you should do that, and this worked for me and this didn't work for me. Everybody's different with MS, and there are fear mongers out there that prey on you, and I have fallen for that. I've bought books. This woman cured herself, and the book is $25, and it's nothing. It's a few pieces of paper that tell you everything you already knew. This supplement will, you know, take away your fatigue. It's only $60 for a 3 months. I have tried it all. I have fallen for all of it, and I'm a skeptic now. Do your research. Try the lesser of the evils first. You don't need to spend a fortune because it may not work. And chances are it won't. And LDN is a reasonable option that nobody says it's going to alter our DNA or give us lymphoma or some of the horrible things that disease-modifying drugs have been known to do. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.